咁啊，请大家打开圣经哥林多前书十二章。So I ask that you turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 我哋继续讲属灵恩赐 ，and we continue speaking about spiritual gifts. 今日我哋睇九个属灵恩赐嘅最后两个。And this morning we'll be talking about the 9 spiritual gifts. We'll be mentioning the last two. 呢两个属灵恩赐呢，就系好多系分歧。And there's lots of different opinions about these last two gifts. 有啲人觉得好宝贵 ，some people think it's very precious, very special. 有啲人觉得系好古怪，好可怕 ，and other people think it's very strange and very afraid. 有啲人觉得属于魔鬼，或者系已经停止咗 ，some people say it's from the devil and it's already stopped. 另外有啲人觉得系非有不可。And some people think it's something that you cannot live without. 咁啊，最后两个属灵恩赐就系说方言同埋翻方言嘅恩赐。And the last two spiritual gifts are gift of tongues and interpretation. 咁我哋睇十二章第十节。So let's look in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. 又叫一人能行异能，又叫一人能作先知，又叫一人能辨别诸灵。又叫一人能说方言，又叫一人能翻方言。To another, the worker of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. 我哋一齐祈祷 ，Let's pray. 主，我哋多谢你，今日我哋可以喺度一齐睇你嘅话语。我哋求主咧，就系今日系用你嘅灵向我哋讲话，愿我哋可以明白圣经嘅真理。是能够将圣经的真理应用在我们生命当中，所以将以下的时间交托奉耶稣名求， Amen。 那这个是属灵恩赐的，是说方言的恩赐。 And so as we're talking about spiritual gifts, and this is a gift of tongues, 不是一般人的讲方言的意思。 And it's not what most people talk about speaking in dialects。因为我现在讲广东话，有些人讲上海话或者是厦门话， you know, I'm speaking Cantonese or some people speak Shanghainese or some other Chinese dialect. That's not what it means. 这个是一个属灵的恩赐，是你未学的，你未明白，你没你的悟性，你是不懂得的。 Now, this is a spiritual gift. It's something you haven't learned. It's something you don't understand. And when you speak it, you don't understand what you're saying. It's a spiritual gift given by God. 咁啊，系靠属灵嘅圣灵嘅恩赐，系赐俾人。 And it's God gives it from the Spirit. 所以我哋唔可以学翻嚟，唔系去翻学嘅，学一个新嘅言语。 So you can't learn it. You can't go to school to learn a new spiritual gift of tongues. 咁啊，耶稣复活之后咧，佢话门徒听，佢要喺耶路撒冷等候接受圣灵。 After Jesus rose from the dead, he told the disciples to wait in Jerusalem for the Holy Spirit. 你睇《使徒行传》第一章第四节同埋第五节。Look at Acts chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. 使徒行传第一章第四节同埋第五节。Acts chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. 耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说的。And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, You have heard from me. 约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. 所以是耶稣说要等候圣灵降临。路加福音24章都是记载这个说话。And so Jesus said, wait for the promise of the Father. And in Luke chapter 24, Jesus said the same thing. So 耶稣要门徒在这里等第一次圣灵降临。那我们看到在使徒行传第一章第八节说，你圣灵降临在你身上就必得着能力。And in chapter 1 verse 8 of Acts, it says, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you receive power to be my disciples, to be witnesses. 那我们看到呢，门徒呢，耶稣在这里复活之后差不多四十日，跟住升天，过了十日到五旬节，他就在耶路撒冷。 圣灵降临。 And so, you know, Jesus rose from the dead and he was with the disciples for about 40 days before he ascended into heaven. And then 10 days after going into heaven on the day of Pentecost, on the 50th day, then the Holy Spirit descended. 5旬節的意思就是一个节日，是犹太人有七个节日。And the Pentecost is one of the seven festivals on the Jewish calendar. 5旬節就是有逾越节之后50日。And what it is 50 days after the Passover is the Pentecost. 咁係一個收割節嘅 ，and it's a time of reaping in the harvest. 咁所以神就揀選喺五旬節有聖靈降臨。And God chose to have the Holy Spirit descend on the day of Pentecost. 你睇使徒行傳第二章第一節到第四節。And so let's look at Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4.五旬節到了，門徒都聚集在一處。When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. 忽然從天上有響聲下來，好像一陣大風吹過，充滿了他們所坐的屋子。And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting.又有舌头与火焰显然出来，分开落在他们各人头上。And there appeared to them divided tongues as a fire, and one sat upon each of them. 他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才，说起别国的话来。And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. 那这个很厉害的那个经历。This is an awesome experience that they had. 就有个响声，有大风的，有火焰在个头。And so there's a great wind, you know, and there's a sound, and each of them has this flame on their head.咁佢被圣灵充满 ，and they were filled with the Holy Spirit。跟住佢被圣灵充满，佢开始讲啲唔识讲嘅话，系讲其他国家嘅话。And as they were filled with the Spirit, they started speaking in other tongues and languages that they didn't understand。嗱，好多释经学者认为应该有差唔多100人喺个房里边。And most expositors believe that there were probably about 100 people there that day。跟住佢就系因为他在耶路撒冷应该在圣殿里面即是发生这件事旁边的人都是留意到 Because they're in Jerusalem, probably in the temple, the people around them saw this and heard what was going on. 继续看第五节第六节 So look at verse 5 and 6 of chapter 2 of Acts. 那时有虔诚的犹太人从天下各国来住在耶路撒冷 And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. 这声音一响，众人都来聚集。各人听见门徒用众人的乡谈说话，就甚纳闷。And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused, because everyone heard them speak in his own language. 我呢度睇得到。即係神安排得非常好，五旬節係猶太人一個重要嘅節日。And God had such an arrangement here because the Pentecost was an important Jewish festival. 於是喺當時羅馬世界有好多嘅猶太人係分隔喺唔同嘅國家，翻耶路撒冷過節。And so in the Roman Empire at that time, the Jews who were scattered in other countries came back to Jerusalem for this festival.於是有好多唔同國家講唔同嘅言語嘅猶太人喺度 ，and so there are many different people from different nations and tongues and languages there at that day。咁佢聽到呢班明知係冇離開過耶路撒冷嘅，冇離開過猶太加利利嘅呢班嘅門徒 ，and so they heard these disciples these.People of Israel, they knew that they had never left Jerusalem or never left Galilee or Israel at that time, and they heard them speaking in different languages. 他听到他讲的话呢，就是如果你看第七节到第十一节，你可以数一数呢，我们不读呢，就是差不多14种或者多些的言语。And if you look from verse 7 to verse 11, you can count I counted close to 14 different languages, maybe more than 14 different languages that they mentioned that they're speaking in. 14个不同的言语国家的语言, 即是他听得到是很清晰的. And it's 14 different languages, and it's very clear. 我们看第二章十一节，使徒行传第二章十一节. So look at Acts chapter 2, verse 11. 格里底和阿拉伯人都听见他们用我们的乡谈讲述神的大作为. Cretans and Arabs, we hear them speaking in our tongues the wonderful works of God. 十一节非常重要. Verse 11 is a very important verse, 因为给我们看两件重要的事, because it gives us two very important pieces of information. 第一,他讲真正的言语, 是有组织,有结构的, 是别人讲的言语. And the first important thing is that they're speaking true languages, languages with structure and order, and languages that other people speak. 第二件事的话,我们听他讲的什么? And the second important thing, it tells us what they were saying. 他讲出神的大作为. They were speaking the wonderful works of God. 讲出神的大作为, 即是赞美神. And to speak the wonderful works of God means that they were praising God. 所以我们看得到, 这个神被他圣灵降临, 他有方言的恩赐. And so as they're praising God, this is the Holy Spirit coming upon them, giving them the gift of tongues. 我看到这件事的时候,我会想起在创世纪有另一件事,跟言语有关. As I look at this, I think in the book of Genesis, there's another instance that had a lot to do with language. 当人犯罪,神要将人分开,在巴别塔,将人的言语分开的. And when man was sinning at the Tower of Babel, and then God wanted to separate them because of their sin, he separated the languages. 现在耶稣为我们写十字架,为我们复活,为我们升天, 神就做另一个神迹,是将言语可以合翻埋. And so now after the death and resurrection and ascension of Jesus into heaven, as Jesus paid the penalty for our sins, he's like bringing the world back together again. And so 是一个很重要的属灵的意思. And so there's a very special spiritual meaning to this. 所以我们看到在《使徒行传》几乎每次当福音传开的时候，是有人被圣灵充满，他都会说方言. And so you see in the book of Acts, as they were preaching the gospel, spreading the word, and people were filled with the Holy Spirit, almost in every instance, they would speak in tongues. 所以我们看到当时初期教会说方言是很普遍. And so you can see in the early church, in the Bible, speaking in tongues was a very common, common experience. 可能就是初期教会第一世纪、第二世纪、第三世纪说方言是渐渐少的. But then, you know, as the church continued to grow in the first century, second century, third century, speaking in tongues became less and less common.
直到差不多是十九世纪尾二十世纪, 即是人家开始有这个圣灵降临的经历.
And it's until, you know, the end of the 19th century, the beginning of the 20th century, that then we see the Holy Spirit coming back again and being poured out, and people starting to speak in tongues again.
想在这分享自己一些的经历.
I want to share with you some of my own experience here.
我初信耶稣的时候是经历圣灵充满.
When I first became a Christian, I experienced being filled with the Holy Spirit.
我信耶稣第二天,有人已经按手祈祷,要我接受方言的恩赐.
And after becoming a Christian, on the second day, people already started laying hands on me and praying for me that I receive the gift of tongues.
我记得他那时候就连续两个星期,天天都按手祈祷,叫我讲方言.
And after becoming a Christian, for the first 2 weeks of being a Christian, every day people would lay hands on me and pray, receive the gift of tongues.
他甚至叫我跟他讲,即是释放我的口,将我的口交给神.
And they say, you know, follow, repeat after me, say what I say, you know, let the Holy Spirit take control of your mouth, you know, and loosen up and let God speak.
他又叫我讲,ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
And they say, you know, speak, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. You know, 好像有你跳来,动,跟着神就
触摸你嘅，跟住你去讲方言啊。And you let God take control of your tongue, and then God will give you the gift of tongues. 日日为我祈祷两个星期 ，every day they'd pray for me for 2 weeks. 冇嘢发生 ，nothing happened.
開始有覺得呢班人係咪傻嘅 ？They start wondering, is these people crazy? 當時我乜都唔識 ，you know, I didn't know anything. 我以前係吸毒嘅蒙查查咁啊，你帶我信耶穌，我知道耶穌愛我，咁你叫我做乜？我做乜啊 ？You know, I didn't know anything. I was a drug addict. I got saved. I knew that Jesus loved me, and you know, these are people brought me to Christ. So you tell me to do this, I do this. You know,
但冇嘢發生喎 ，but nothing happened.
跟住有一晚，我記得我好清楚，我夜晚黑坐喺棵樹底望下天。
I remember one night I was outside looking up at the stars, sitting under a tree.
我自己同神禱告 ，and I started praying myself to the Lord. 我同神講：神啊，俾聖靈充滿，説方言。如果呢個係你要俾我嘅恩賜禮物，我願意接受。
And I said, God, I said, Lord.If you want to fill me with the Holy Spirit, if you want to give me the gift of tongues, then I open my heart. If you want to give it to me, give it to me.
忽然間就係好奇妙
，and it was so amazing.
覺得好温馨，覺得好親近神。
I felt it was very warm, and I felt I was very close to the Lord.
跟住我口開始講出一啲我唔識聽嘅言語
，and then my mouth started speaking some language that I didn't understand.
我當時是13歲，係未曾學過中文
，and I was 13 years old. I never studied Chinese.
但我聽上嚟覺得係有啲似亞洲人嘅言語，雖然我係冇乜接觸過亞洲人，但我覺得係似。
And you know, I had never had any real contact with Asian people, but I thought that what I was speaking sounded Asian to me.
咁啊，日後每次我祈禱都會用方言祈禱。
And then after that, every time I would pray, I would also pray in tongues.
每次都有啲亞洲色彩嘅言語咁嘅嘢。
And it would sound to me like it was in some sort of Asian language.
嗱，當時帶我信耶穌嗰個長者咧，佢就好犀利嘅。
And the man that brought me to Christ, that elderly man that brought me to Christ,
佢就係講方言，係講一種印第安人話。
And when he would speak in tongues, it would sound like an Indian language, a Native American Indian language, Apache.
咁啊，有一個嘅大兄喺我哋當中，又係嗰種印第安人嘅民族嘅，係講嗰種話。
And there's a brother in our fellowship who was an Apache Indian.
咁每次個大兄係講方言嘅時候，我哋問嗰個大兄佢講乜嘢。
And every time this brother would speak in tongues, we would ask the other Indian guy, the Apache guy, what did he say?
跟住佢翻譯俾我哋聽，佢講乜嘢。
And then he would translate what he had said.
佢唔係用翻方言嘅恩賜，佢用佢悟性識聽佢講嘅。
And he wasn't translating in through the gift of interpretation. He was translating from his own understanding of the language.
咁啊，佢次次話啊，佢講緊讚美神嘅，感謝神嘅説話。
And he tell us he's saying praise God, worshiping God.
我記得我79年初初離開美國去新加坡嘅時候
，I remember in 1979 when I first left the United States and went to Singapore.
我喺新加坡一個月度
，and I was in Singapore for about 1 month.
咁喺嗰個教會比較靈恩，大家一齊大聲講方言祈禱
，and it was a big, a charismatic Pentecostal church, and in those kind of churches, you know, everybody speaks in tongues at the same time.
嗰度係一個嘅祈禱會。个系一间屋里边一齐祈祷，咁我坐喺度用方言祈祷，隔篱左右用方言祈祷。
And I was praying in this church in tongues, and everyone sitting around me was praying in tongues in the church.
跟住系完咗祈祷会之后，有三个人走埋嚟同我倾。
And after the prayer meeting, three people come up to me and start talking to me, say, "By
我唔识中文啊，嗰阵时啱啱到新加坡未学过中文。
And I didn't speak any Chinese. I'd only been there for a month, didn't speak a word Chinese.
咁佢话 "By your heart."你話我哋聽，你幾時學咁好嘅中文
？And they came and said, "Rusty, tell us, how did you learn such good Chinese?"
我唔識中文喎。I said, "I don't speak Chinese." 佢話唔係嘛，你啱啱祈禱，我哋聽到係非常之流利嘅中文。
He said, "No, you were praying. We heard you speak fluent Chinese."
我講緊咩話
？I said, "Well, what was I saying?"
咁我而家唔記得啊，因為40年前啦。咁啊，我因為喺新加坡咧有好多
好多係閩南話同埋潮州話，我唔記得佢講閩南話定係潮州，對我閩南話同埋潮州都係差唔多噶。So I don't remember if it was how do you say 閩南？闽南 or 潮州、德州 or Hokkien、to me they both sound the same. In Singapore, they say 德州 and Hokkien. It sounds the same. 咁啊，我話咦係咩？我完全唔識喎。I said I don't know. 跟住我講緊乜嘢 ？And so I said, what was I saying?你喺度讲紧赞美神嘅说话。They said you're praising God, you're giving glory to God。我记得喺1990年咧，即系三四月份咁上下，我唔系好记得清楚。I remember 1990, around March or April, I don't remember when。我哋美国教会有差唔多100人去菲律宾做短宣。Our church from the United States sent almost 100 people or over 100 people to the Philippines for a mission trip.A festival of life. 咁啊，其中一個朋友，我識得佢，佢係朋友，佢親口同我講呢個經歷。And one of them, a friend, he told me personally, face to face, this experience. It's not secondhand experience. 佢我嗰陣時冇去嘅，因為我啱啱同師母開始拍拖，咁啊又覺得啱啱開咗教會，係新年期間，咁我係寧願去長洲探佢家人，所以我好熟齡啊。I didn't go on the trip. I was supposed to go. I didn't go. I was starting dating Kitty at the time, and I chose to go visit her family instead of go to the Philippines. You can see how spiritual I am. 即係呢個第二件事。咁啊，即係呢班人喺菲律賓係去到一個嘅小島喺中部咧，係叫 Island of Negros。咁中文我唔知叫咩啊。咁喺嗰個島裏邊咧。即係做兩個星期嘅報道工作。And so they went to the island of Negros in the Philippines, in Bacolod, and on that island they did about 2 weeks of ministry. 咁啊，其中一日咧，有佢每日就分人出去唔同嘅村落。And every day they're sending people out to different villages, you know, to do evangelism. 其中一日咧，就派一組人去某個村落嘅。And one day they sent a group to one village, 但係冇曬翻譯人員同佢一齊。But there are no translators going with them. 咁啊，有做唱歌、有話劇同埋講道。And they had singers, they had drama teams, and they were supposed to preach the gospel. 但係冇翻譯人員點？But nobody went with him to translate. What are they going to do? 咁佢话啊，我哋凭信心去，或者喺个村落有人识英文，可以到时帮我翻译。So they said, well, let's go by faith. Maybe God will prepare somebody that speaks English when we get there. 咁佢去到揾唔到英文人。And they got there and they couldn't find anybody that spoke English. 咁佢話：哦，你照唱歌或者啲人出嚟會有人講英文。So they said, let's start singing anyway. You know, maybe the music will attract them and somebody will speak English, you know. 咁佢唱曬歌做曬話劇都冇一個英文人出嚟。And so they sang songs, did dramas and that, and still nobody came out that spoke English. 但係好多人喺度睇住。But many people were there listening. 咁我唯有咧就做曬節目點算咧？照講道咯。And so, you know, all these people are there, they're done with the program, what are they going to do? Preach! 但没人翻译哦。But nobody's there to translate. 咁佢就凭信心照讲道，咁讲英文，啲人照听，好似好有心听噶。And as he's speaking in English, and the crowd is like the very attentive and they're listening. 咁到讲呼召嘅时候啊，你哋信唔信耶稣？行到前边。And so he said, do you guys want to believe in Jesus? Come to the front. 差唔多全场走到前边。佢拗晒头，完全唔知我讲乜，点解会走到前边 ？And so he said, "What's going on? They don't even know what I'm saying." 跟住佢再问，你咪清楚要信耶稣 ？And so he said, "Is it true that you want to believe in Jesus?" 佢话系，跟住佢讲一句，佢跟住佢讲一句，我主耶稣求你入我心，宽恕我罪。And so he's line after line, he'd say it and they'd repeat after him, "Jesus, come into my heart, forgive me my sins." 完咗之后落台，终于揾到一个讲少少英文。After he's done, he got off the stage and he found somebody that spoke a little bit of English. 佢话发生咩事？佢完全唔识听英文，点解佢会悔改嘅 ？He said, "What happened? They don't understand English. Why would they repent?" 嗰个人讲咩英文咧？我哋听到你讲紧流利本地话。He said, "What are you talking about English? We heard you preaching perfect native language."佢話唔係，我講緊英文嘅。He said, "No, I was speaking English." 佢嘅團隊全部聽佢講緊英文 ，and the whole team heard him speaking in English。但係嗰啲當地人全部聽到佢講流利當地話。But all the people in the village heard him speaking fluent village language. 唔係 Tagalog， 因為嗰個島唔係講 Tagalog。 And it wasn't the Tagalog Filipino that we know, because in that island they don't speak Tagalog. Sembrane or something like that, I don't know. 咁呢個我親口聽呢個朋友同我講佢嘅經歷，所以唔係第三者嘅消息。 I heard this person tell me the story personally, face to face, so I'm not giving you a second-hand account. 我相信有真正嘅方言，亦都有假方言。 I believe there is true gifted tongues and there's also false gifted tongues. 我相信有人以為他講方言，其實他是模仿方言。 And I believe that there are some people that think they're speaking in tongues, but in reality, they're actually just imitating tongues.
咁啊，喺靈恩教會聚會就好普遍，會見到咁嘅事發生。
And in charismatic groups, it's very common. We see this happen a lot.
因為你去到美國、加拿大、澳洲、新加坡、香港、台灣，邊度靈恩教會，你會發現到大部分講方言都係講同一句。
Because if you go to Canada, United States, Australia, Singapore, Malaysia, Taiwan, whatever, Hong Kong, and you go into a charismatic church, you'll hear almost all the people speaking in tongues saying the same thing.
他會重重複複講同一句,
and they'll repeatedly keep saying the same word over and over.
咁我夠膽喺度講出嚟，佢平時會聽到佢講，可能你去過靈恩教會，你都聽過呢句。
And I'm going to say the word that they repeat all the time, and maybe if you've been to a charismatic church, you've even heard it. Kundala Shundala. 跟住佢重重複複講，Kundala Shundala, Kundala Shundala, Kundala Shundala, Kundala Shundala.
可以大家跟我講好冇
？Kundala Shundala. You can all even say it. You know, just repeat after me. Kundala Shundala, Kundala Shundala.
係啊，你哋都識講啊。哎。
你講方言啊！你講方言，哎呀，你有方言嘅恩賜。Oh, you're speaking in tongues. You've got the gift of tongues. Just say that word for the rest of your life.
呢個係叫模仿方言。That's called imitating tongues.
因為呢句係好容易學嘅，because it's a very easy word to copy.
咁你去到大部分嘅靈恩教會都會講呢句。And
if you go to most charismatic churches, you will hear this word, and people just say it, repeat it over and over and over again. Now.
我哋舊年過世嘅，我哋各個他教會嘅創辦人 Chuck Smith， 佢就解釋，我覺得有啲合理。Chuck
Smith, who is the founder of Calvary Chapel, passed away last year. He used to explain it this way, and I think it makes a lot of sense.
佢覺得Kundala Shundala呢句説話係真方言。He
thinks that Kundala Shundala is true tongues, 但可能個意思就係讚美神，and that maybe it means praise God.
咁但係有人係聽過嘅時候，有好多人係模仿，係冇一個真方言，但係佢聽到呢句就係學講，就以為講緊方言。And
maybe some people heard this and they tried to copy it, imitate it, and then so they just start using it and say, I'm speaking in tongues.
真正嘅言語有結構，有組織。
So true language has structure and has grammar.
咁喺 靈恩教會裏面，即係講一句重重複複
，Praise the Lord, Praise the Lord, Praise the Lord, Praise the Lord，
讚美神，讚美神，讚美神，讚美神，讚美神，點可以跟住翻方言話？啊，我親愛的兒女，我真係愛你哋，我關心你哋，因為你係喺我手裏邊，我覺得好保護。And
then we translate Praise the Lord, Praise the Lord, Praise the Lord to say, Oh my little children, you're precious in my sight, and I love you, and I want to cherish you and hold you in my hands.
如果講翻譯嚟講係唔對稱嘅喎。If
you talk about translation, it just doesn't seem to connect.
咁啊，所以我話有真方言，有假方言，亦都有模仿方言。And
that's why I say there are true tongues, there are false tongues, and there are copycat tongues.
我相信有真方言。I
believe that there are the true gifted tongues.
我相信聖靈係活著。
I believe that the Holy Spirit is still alive and working today.
我相信耶穌應許就係聖靈會與我哋同在，直到世界末日。And
I believe that Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would be with us until the end of the age.
喺末日之前，
圣灵的工作不会停止。And before the end of the age, the work of the Holy Spirit will not stop. 在末日之前，恩赐不会停止。And before the end of the age, the gifts of the Spirit will not stop.当然世界末日耶稣回来所有的属灵恩赐会停止 Of course when Jesus comes back in the end of the world all the spiritual gifts will stop 在圣经里面没有一个经文告诉我们末日之前恩赐会停止 There is no scripture in the Bible that tells us that spiritual gifts will stop before the end of the world 所以我相信圣经告诉我们还有恩赐但是灵恩教会有一个错误的想法 So I believe there are still spiritual gifts But in charismatic churches there is one false teaching 他就相信所有基督徒要被圣灵充满我认同 And they believe that all Christians should be filled with Holy Spirit I agree with that 但是我不认同他说被圣灵充满的印证就是说方言 But I don't agree when they teach that being filled with the Holy Spirit, the evidence of being filled with the Holy Spirit is speaking in tongues. 圣经从来没讲过说方言是被圣灵充满的印证。The Bible never says that speaking in tongues is evidence of being filled with the Holy Spirit. 咁如果你相信说方言是证明是被圣灵充满，咁所有的基督徒应该说方言，如果唔系佢就识圣灵。And if you believe that the evidence of speaking in tongues is the evidence of being filled with the Holy Spirit, then you would believe that all Christians must speak in tongues, otherwise they're stifling, they're hindering the work of the Spirit. 圣经从来没这样讲。反而你看过那么多前书十二章三十节。But what the Bible does say, look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 30.是都是得恩赐医病的吗？是都是说方言的吗？是都是翻方言的吗？ Do all have gifts of healings? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? 这个经文是一个反问句。This passage is a rhetorical question. 那个理所当然的答案是不是。And the obvious response to a rhetorical question is no. So, 是所有人都说方言吗? Do all speak in tongues? 理所当然的答案是不是。The obvious answer is no. 你看咪三十一节, look at verse 31.你们要切切的求那更大的恩赐，我现今把最妙的道指示你们。But earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way. 所以保罗就是好像在这里讲，恩赐就好，应该追求，但是有个比恩赐更重要的。And so Paul is saying, gifts are okay, speaking in tongues is good, but there's something even better.跟住十三章第一节 ，and then in chapter 13 verse 1, what does it say? 我若能说万人的方言，并天使的言语，却没有爱，我就成了明了的拔，响了的锣一般。Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, but I have not love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal.保罗的意思就是说方言好恩赐好但要有更大的最妙的道 Paul is saying speaking in tongues is good gifts are good but seek the more excellent way 就应该如果从上下文理的绝起来的没意思 And if you take it in context and put it together what is Paul emphasizing? 被圣灵充满的印证就是爱The evidence of being filled with the Holy Spirit is love. 你有爱就是有神。就算你说方言没爱，你算什么？ If you have love, you have God. And even if you speak in tongues and you have no love, what good is that? 所以爱就是比说方言更重要。And so love is more important than speaking in tongues.那好多的灵恩教会可能是会忽略另一个的经文就是十四章 And many of the charismatic churches they neglect another passage in its 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 在十四章里面神是 俾到我哋一啲好好嘅指示。 And in chapter 14, God gives us some very clear guidelines. 我哋睇十四章嘅时候，我哋会慢慢细心研究。但系今日我净系想列出几样嘢。 When we get to chapter 14 in our study, I will explain it in more detail. But today, I just want to point out a few points for you.
所以你睇十四章第二节，我会睇几节经文，我哋净系读一读，跟住解释。
I'm going to read a few verses from chapter 14 and point out some points, and then we'll explain. So the first one is 14:2. 十四章第二节，那说方言的，原不是对人说，乃是对神说，因为没有人听出来，然而他在心灵里却是讲说各样的奥秘。 For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to man, but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the spirit he speaks mysteries.
看第四节，look at verse 4.
说方言的是造就自己，作先知讲道的乃是造就教会。
He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church.
跳到二十二节，skip down to verse 22.
这样看来，说方言不是为信的人作见证，乃是为不信的人。作先知讲道，不是为不信的人作见证，乃是为信的人。Therefore,
tongues are a sign not for those who believe, but to unbelievers. But prophesying is not for unbelievers, but for those who believe.
27节，verse 27. 若有说方言的，
只有两个人，至多三个人，且要轮流着说，也要一个人翻出来。If anyone speaks in a tongue, let there be two or at the most three, each in turn, and let one interpret.
28节，28节，28。若没有人翻，就当在会中闭口，只对自己和神说。
But if there is no interpreter, let him keep silent in church and let him speak to himself and to God.
那当我们将这几节经文撮起来,
when we put these verses together,
说方言不是对人说，是对神说。
Speaking in tongues is not speaking to people, it's speaking to God.
说方言是造就自己，不会对别人没益处。
And speaking in tongues edifies yourself, it doesn't do anything for anybody else.
说方言呢，就是一个被未信的一个见证，对教会是没什么影响。
And speaking in tongues is a witness, a testimony to non-believers, it doesn't do anything for the church.
所以如果在教会说方言，最多两三个人轮流，不是一起来，跟着呢，一定要有翻译，没翻译就不要讲。
And if you speak in tongues in the church, at most two or maybe three, one after another, not at the same time, and let there be interpretation, no interpretation, don't speak.
因为十四章我们教会就是会强调有悟性、有灵性的祷告。
And because of chapter 14, we emphasize that there is praying in the spirit and praying with understanding.
如果用方言祷告就是灵性祷告。
如果用自己的思维祷告，就是悟性祷告。 And so if you pray in tongues using the gift of tongues, that is praying with your in the spirit, but if you pray with your own words, your own thoughts, then that's praying with your understanding.
灵性祷告可以造就自己，因为你是赞美神。
And to pray in the spirit, it can edify you because it's just praising God.
你越赞美神，越是对自己有造就。
And the more you praise and worship God, the more that edifies you and lifts you up.
但是你是要悟性祷告，亦都要灵性祷告。
But you need to pray in the spirit, you also need to pray with your understanding.
因为你用方言祷告，你不知道你在说什么。
Because if you pray in tongues, you don't know what you're saying.
灵性祷告都可以在罗马书第8章26、27节。
And praying in the spirit could also maybe be a reference to Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27.
罗马书第8章26、27节,
Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27 says, 况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。 Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray when we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession with us.For us with groanings that cannot be uttered. 鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。 For he who searches the hearts knows the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. 说方言祷告同这个经文呢可能是有关系。 Maybe praying in tongues is referenced here in this passage, 但我觉得这个经文不是局限是说方言的。But I don't think this passage is limited to speaking in tongues. 因为他讲叹息嘛，because he says groanings. 一个叹息就是吧？ And a groaning is a groan. 有时你的心灵很沉重，你又什么都不懂说。And when you're heavy-hearted and there's a burden on your heart, sometimes you're going to 喊你哭嘅，你唔讲得说话。And if you're crying and if you're really burdened and you can't speak, 呢个就系叹息。That's what a groaning is. 所以可能说方言又有关，但唔只系说方言。So maybe this is reference to speaking in tongues, but it's not limited to speaking in tongues.但是圣灵知道我们的心， But the Holy Spirit knows what's in our heart. 我们教会就是不会阻止人家说方言，但是教会需要有秩序。 We won't stop people from speaking tongues, but our service needs to be in order. 十四章讲那么多前书，十四章是讲到秩序。 And 1 Corinthians 14 is talking about the order of service.所以我们需要按照十四章圣经的教导来做。And so we need to follow the teaching of the Bible in what we do. 我们不可以按照我们自己的经历来做。And we cannot follow our own personal experience. 我们的经历时时都要看圣经来衡量。And whatever our experience is, we have to look back to the Bible to balance it out and see what's true. 那刚才讲到说方言翻方言那些奇怪的事。 And you know, I just mentioned a few strange things about speaking in tongues. 在灵恩教会你会去到人家讲五分钟的方言 Kundala Shundala. And in a charismatic church, somebody might get up and speak for 5 minutes in tongues, just saying Kundala Shundala over and over again. 跟着他说翻方言就是讲一段很长的唔系五分钟嘅方言，讲一段好短嘅。I love you because you're my children。我爱你，因为你系我仔女。即系讲五分钟嘅方言，讲一句嘅英文翻译或者中文翻译。So you speak 5 minutes in tongues and then you speak one sentence in English or Chinese。或者调转，讲一句，跟住用五分钟嘅翻译。Or maybe they turn around and say one sentence and then you give a 20-minute message from that. 这些跟言语有少少觉得是不通的。 And you know, this doesn't make sense. 我会讲英文，识讲啲广东话，识讲少少普通话，更少西班牙话同埋希腊文。 I speak English, some Cantonese, some Mandarin, and a little bit of Spanish and some Greek. 我明白言语有组织有结构，翻译是有它的原理。 And I understand that in language there is a structure and there is a grammar and there is a way to translate. 但在灵恩教会里面看到所谓说方言翻方言好像是不对称的。 But in most charismatic churches, what you hear speaking in tongues and this, what you think is the interpretation, it just doesn't match. So Chuck Smith 他有解释有一个可能的事发生。So what Pastor Chuck Smith always used to say is there's one explanation that he thinks is happening. 有人说方言，另外有人以为是翻方言，但不是翻方言，是智慧言语或者作先知言语，是讲出一些勉励的说话。 And so what probably is happening, according to Chuck Smith, is somebody's speaking in tongues, and the other person is giving a message of maybe a prophetic message or a word of exhortation that they thought was the interpretation, but it's not the interpretation. So in the majority of spiritual churches, there should be no translation phenomenon. And so in most charismatic churches, there probably is not any translation of the message.
还有一个原因, 因为圣经讲明, 说方言向神讲, 造就自己, 不是向人讲。
And one of the main reasons is it says right in Corinthians, we just read it, speaking in tongues is speaking to God, not speaking to people, and it's edification for yourself.
So you on to singing的解释，冇一个方言信息呢样嘢。
And so if you take the Bible at what it says, there is nothing like a message in tongues.
因为有个方言的信息就是神给方言我，跟住有人翻方言系向会众讲一个信息。
Because a message in tongues is God gives me a message in tongues and then has somebody else translate it and gives a message to the congregation.
但是过不多前书说方言是向神讲，不是向人讲。
But the Bible in 1 Corinthians 14 says tongues is speaking to God, not speaking to man.
按照圣经来讲，冇呢个方言信息呢样嘢。
And so, according to the Bible, the only passage that talks about it says that it doesn't exist.
圣经唯一个地方系讲呢个翻方言或者方言嘅，就系呢度经文系话冇呢样嘢嘅。于是喺我哋教会，我哋崇拜就唔会讲方言。
For that reason, in our church, you never hear speaking in tongues.
如果你在小组里面，或者在一个祈祷会里面，小组里面有人讲方言，有人真的有翻方言的信息，我们可以一个两个轮流讲，有人翻译。
If in a small group and somebody speaks in tongues, one or two people in order, and there's a translator, okay.
但是在我们大崇拜，我们没有，因为要有秩序。
But in the service, no, because we want to keep the service in order.
还有一个 信息就是翻方言的信息应该讲什么?
And if you hear an interpretation of tongues, what should it say?
翻方言的信息按照使徒行传，按照哥林多前书。
And according to the book of Acts, according to 1 Corinthians, tongues is speaking praise to God.
说方言是向神讲赞美的话。 所以你听人家翻方言是应该向神讲赞美的话，说神的美德。
And so if you hear an interpretation of tongues, it should always be somebody praising God and speaking the wondrous, glorious works of God.
你听人家翻方言说，我亲我的小孩子，我爱你，你知道这个不是翻译方言，因为方言不是这样。
方言不是向人，是向神。 And if you hear somebody say, oh, an interpretation of tongues, and they say, oh, my precious children, I love you so much, you're so precious in my sight. You know that's not the interpretation, because the Bible says, tongues is speaking to God, not to man.
那最后一点想说，有人以为呢，说方言，被圣灵充满说方言，会即刻令到个人 属灵生命很强壮，会克服罪恶。
Some people have the wrong impression, thinking that if I'm filled with the Spirit and I speak in tongues, then I'll be able to overcome my weaknesses. I won't sin anymore.
So, 你有软弱，你有生命嘅软弱，你被圣灵充满，你说方言，你就会解决了。
And so, you know, I've got some struggles with sin, you know, and if I get filled with the Holy Spirit, start speaking in tongues, it's going to solve my problem.
对不住，唔会嘅。
I'm sorry, that will not happen.
可能你那一刻被圣灵充满，有说方言的恩赐，第一次，因为你亲近神，你信服神，你就因为你亲近神，信服神，你比较容易克服罪恶。
Maybe at that moment when you receive the gift of tongues or any gift, or you're filled with the Spirit, at that moment as you're seeking God and you're earnestly desiring God, because you're submitting to God, then at that moment you have the strength to overcome certain sins.
但是恩赐是很奇妙的。
But spiritual gifts, it's amazing.
因为神给个恩赐你是给你，不会拿走的。
Because when God gives you a spiritual gift, He gives it, He doesn't take it away.
所以你是有方言的恩赐或者其他的恩赐，你有就有。
And so if you have the gift of tongues, or if you have a different gift, you have it, He's not going to take it away.
你唔好以为啊，我讲方言祈祷我就会系冇呢个罪恶嘅念头入到我心。
And then you think, oh, if I pray in tongues, this sinful thought will depart from me.
对唔住，唔系咁嘅。It doesn't work that way.
你可能是用半个钟头、一个钟头用方言祈祷，一路是谂紧罪恶嘅嘢。
You can be praying in tongues for half an hour, and still be thinking about sin in your heart.
所以有呢个方言嘅恩赐，唔系一个解决你罪性嘅问题，唔系咁样嘅意思。
So speaking in tongues is not going to solve your sinful nature.
唯一嘅方法系冇捷径。冇神丹嘅，唯一嘅方法解决罪性就要亲近神，体贴圣灵。
The only way that you can overcome your sinful nature, there's no shortcut, there's no special pill you can take that will help you. The only way you can do it is yielding to the Spirit, submitting to God.
呢个系所有基督徒要日日亲近神，体贴圣灵。
And that's what we all have to do every day, is we have to yield to the Spirit and not yield to our sinful nature.
是吗？
所以你讲方言不讲方言都是一样的。
And so if you're speaking in tongues or not speaking in tongues, it's the same.
那我们是有些人会 有个这样的想法，讲方言的好像是属灵一点，比其他不讲方言的人高等一点。
Some people have the misunderstanding. They think that speaking in tongues makes you more spiritual. It's like you're a step above those that don't speak in tongues.
因为我有圣灵嘅恩赐，你未有圣灵嘅恩赐，我为你祈祷，你唔接受，你阻止圣灵，我要为你祈祷。
And then they get the opinion, I'm above you because I've got the gift and you don't. And so we're going to pray for you because you're not yielding to the Holy Spirit. You're not submitting. And we got to pray for you that you can get like me.
对不住，圣经我们刚刚看到最高的是爱的。是吗？爱心会不会这样？
The Bible says the most important thing is love, right? Is that an attitude of love?
神赐恩赐，说方言的恩赐、医病的恩赐、什么恩赐都好，都要不是为因为你高等一点、属灵一点。
God gives a gift, whether it's speaking in tongues, healing or prophecy or whatever, it's not because you deserve it and you're better and you're more spiritual.
这些全部是礼物，是免费的，你不配的。
These are all gifts, you don't deserve them, you don't earn them. God gives them to you freely.
是吗？所以我们如果是神将这个说方言的恩赐给你，感谢主。
So if God gives you the gift of tongues, praise God.
如果神不给你，那他不给你，不是人人都讲方言。
And if God doesn't give you the gift of tongues, then he doesn't give you the gift of tongues. Not everybody speaks in tongues.
是吗？可能有些人曾经经历过呢，又一定要说方言，就为你祈祷，好像我这样两个礼拜、两个礼拜、三个礼拜、一个月、一年。有些人我识，有些人是一年为他祈祷，又叫他说方言，他都不说方言，跟着那个人很灰心，就激气的，哇，这个什么鬼教会啊，觉得自己很内疚。
I know people that have been prayed for over a year to get the gift of tongues in a church, and they don't get the gift of tongues, and then they leave in disgust and frustration and say, why doesn't God love me?
我告诉你，神不会勉强，神不会强迫人。
I tell you, God never forces himself on anybody. He never makes you do anything you don't want to do.
但如果这个是神给你的礼物，他会是给你，如果不给就是不给，他会给第二份礼物你。
So if this is a gift from God and he's going to give it to you, he's going to give it to you. And if he doesn't give it to you, he's going to give you a different gift.
所以我相信教会里面有人讲方言，有人不讲方言，都是被圣灵充满。
So I believe that in the church, some people speak in tongues and some don't, but they're still filled with Holy Spirit.
有人有医病的恩赐，有人没的。
Some people have the gift of healing, some don't.
有人有智慧言语的恩赐，有人没的。
Some people have the gift of wisdom and others don't.
有人有这个的作先知的恩赐，有人没的。
Some people have the gift of prophecy, others don't.
咁如果神要俾你，感谢主；如果唔俾你，佢俾第二样嘢你。
And so if God gives it to you, praise God. If he doesn't give you, he'll give you something else. Praise God. 是吧? 今天我要在这里停。 I need to stop here. 我知道这样说是很急，但是感谢主，我们十二章，我们还有十三章、十四章，会继续看属灵恩赐。 I know that, you know, just this message today is very quick and very fast and short, but praise God, we're in 1 Corinthians. We still got the second half of chapter 12, chapter 13, and chapter 14 to get into. So we still have time to gradually understand more about these gifts. Homo, yet I Kato. Let's pray.
Jesus,我们多谢你，今天我们可以看到这个属灵的恩赐，看到方言和翻方言。 可能有很多东西我们不明白，可能有很多东西我们是不了解，但是我们恳求主，恳求圣灵开窍我们的心，开窍我们的悟性，让我们明白你的真理。我们恳求主耶稣今日浇灌你的灵在我们当中，主我求你，如果你要将这些属灵的恩赐给我们，求主给我们一个开放的心。 可以从你有灵受，靠圣灵降临在我们当中，将属于你的恩赐赐给我们的，愿我们能够经历你的触摸，经历你的同在。求你解开我们心结，可能有很多的是混淆的，很多不清楚的地方。求主解开我们的心结，让我们有属灵的眼，可以看得通、看得明白你的真理。 我们欢迎主你运行在我们当中。我们多谢你听我祷告，奉耶稣名求。